Raider fans who have season tickets got to tour the locker room, but a little bit of a fiasco. In fact, my neighbor, Donna, she's a longtime season ticket holder and shared with me her story on Saturday of how long it took. She's going to join me after the 8 o'clock news to give you a little more insight. But, man, it was, you know, the Riders were in Winnipeg preseason game. 15-9 was the score. It was a snooze fest. It was a lot of field goals. But something about hearing Jamie Nye and the whole gang back together again before a game just felt right. And Jamie joins me now. How was that moment for you, buddy?
Oh, it's always great. As we were saying, it's year 13, season 12 of Green Zone game days. And we're excited. We're all thinking the Riders have a good chance here in 2025, Greg.
Well, and I heard a few of the fans, too, after the game. They seem to really agree with you. And but personally, you, did you think one or more players, like pick one or two that stood out for you?
Oh, well, when you look back to that game, it was kind of slow going, but I think the local kid, Jackson Ford, was a player who really showed up and played well. And you look at, you know, what can he do if he gets a little more playing time on the defense? You know, he was definitely one guy who you look at and go, okay, there might be something there. And we really like the running of Thomas Bertrand Houdon, another Canadian out of the backfield. He kind of was the offensive spark, so to speak, for the Riders on Saturday.
What about Dre McCray? How'd he look?
Dre McCray, the kick returner, it's going to be interesting to see how much he's challenging Mario Alford, the veteran, the dynamic kick returner. But it's interesting in the CFL, once a kick returner might lose a step, it's noticeable. And we're not sure if it was injury or what was keeping Mario Alford, but if there's somebody that's pushing a veteran for a job, it's, you know, Dre McCray, the returner, because he banged off a 51-yard kick return. He had a 16-yard punt return. So definitely something to look for going into your preseason game number two.
Okay, it is only preseason, but were you disappointed by anyone or did you expect more from someone?
Well, it was the starting offense that didn't really get rolling. I watched the Calgary game later on, and Vernon Adams Jr. was just humming. He looked, you know, regular season ready. I can't say the same for what the offense put out for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Now you're wondering on, you know, who they're up against. The Calgary Stampeders were up against a lot of the backups for the Edmonton Elks, whereas the Riders were going up against a lot more starters for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So we'll see again what happens out of preseason game number two.
Jamie and I from the Green Zone, a lot of fans commented on how they think this defense is top-notch this year on your show, didn't they?
They are, and they're bang on, because when you have a bunch of all-stars coming back and, you know, addition of Mike Rose, we'll see what Shane Ray can do if he can stay healthy on the field. He was a Grey Cup champ with Toronto as a defensive end. And with Roland Milligan returning, like Marcus Sales, this is an all-star laden defense. And they have a lot of young guys who are pushing veterans. Like, that's how deep this defense is, too, if they have an injury or two along the way. So if there's going to be one part of the team that starts the season hot, it's probably going to be the defense.
Sounds pretty promising from Jamie Nye. However, they're cursed. Canadian rapper Drake spotted wearing the diamond-encrusted Rider logo on Instagram. One of Drake's latest dirty hex jobs was putting $1 million bet on the Leafs to win Game 7. And you know what happened there? He did it to my Oilers last year. Are they cursed?
Maybe it's just betting. Just don't bet on the Riders, Drake. Can you help us out there? Just don't put any million-dollar future bets on the Riders winning the Grey Cup, and I think we'll be fine.
Nice to hear you guys back together again on the weekend, Jamie. Look forward to the season.
Well, I'm really, really, really looking forward to Greg Morgan celebrating an Oilers-Florida rematch in a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness. I have been waiting a long time. It is coming to fruition, my friend. But we'll celebrate when we get there. And I said to Evan Bray earlier this morning, we got to get back to Edmonton and we got to get back in the green zone. We were the best then, weren't we?
Yes, you guys were rock solid. No better reporters live on the scene than Greg Morgan and Evan Bray.
Yeah, from a bar, it's easy to do. See ya, Jamie. Good job right on the weekend. Greg. Not a great weekend for communities fighting wildfires. Up north, there are currently 20 fires burning in the province, 10 not contained. And for that reason, with the wind also spinning in our direction, could get a little hazy this afternoon. Stateside, it's Memorial Day long weekend, and more than 45 million Americans are on the move. And in California, off on the west coast there, they opened up that Pacific Coast Highway for the first time in time for the Memorial Day long, and that's first time since those Palisades fires that were so devastating back in January. At the beach on the East Coast, shark sightings, they've had to use drones to make sure that sharks aren't in the area in order to warn beachgoers. And from Texas to Alabama, there's storm and tornado season. Oklahoma, Memphis, all dealing with severe weather threats again, and it's typical. When you go through the plains of the U.S. through that area, Tornado Alley in particular, around Oklahoma. At the box office, families hit up Lilo and Stitch. It's the number one movie at the box office, the CGI live action reboot, getting a lot of good reviews. I saw Mission Impossible on the weekend. It was my mission to check it out. And I got to tell you, you got to see it on the IMAX.
The Final Reckoning is the number one action movie in the world and has audiences cheering.
Well, that's one mission accomplished.
You'll never see a movie like this again.
I don't believe
it. Mission Impossible.
It's over the top, but on the Kramer IMAX Theater, it truly deserved to be seen there because a good 45, maybe a little longer, was shot in IMAX. So you are immersed in the moments of the underwater subsequence that you've seen in the trailer or the biplane scene. Both of those are worth the price of admission alone. And after like nearly, 30 years of the franchise said to be coming to a close, I don't know if that's true or not, because the ending of this one certainly invites the possibility of a sequel. And this movie has several nods to the past. You don't have to have been with the franchise from the beginning to enjoy this movie. This elderly couple beside me, they said they'd never seen any Mission Impossible movies, and at the end they loved it. And there's no denying that this is made for those who love the franchise or just want to see it for the first time. I hope it's not the end for Ethan Hunt's character, but if it is, these last two movies satisfied me as an ending of the Mission Impossible franchise. But side note, you've heard me before. I hate long movies. 90 minutes is great. 2 hours is about perfect for me if the movie's great. This one is 2 hours, 45 minutes in length. Now, truth be told, I had a tub of popcorn. I was cautious. I got a large drink, not an extra large. I was worried about bathroom breaks. I never felt there was a moment in this movie that I could leave because I was scared of missing something. Big thumbs up to Mission Impossible, but see it on the IMAX screen. It does make a difference with the size of that screen. It's pretty loud. They got a great sound system in there, too, but that subsequence and biplane stuff, it's super cool. Well, the Riders were back in action on the weekend, the first preseason game, and it was a lot of field goals, and they didn't beat the Bombers. Another preseason coming up Friday against the Bombers, and then the Thursday season opener next week. But the Riders are back in Regina for training camp now, too, and they had their season ticket open house on Saturday, and by all accounts, the lineups were a little lengthy as the green and white were trying to amp up their game for season ticket holders. And one of the perks this year was being welcomed to the stadium Saturday to tour the dressing room and then get a gift to say thank you for being a season ticket holder. And my neighbor, Donna Shell, was there, a longtime Rider fan. How many years have you been holding season tickets now, Donna?
22.
I've seen you a little frustrated as your neighbor. You've come home from games in the past, overjoyed with excitement. Sometimes you're so angry, you just look and shake your head and you walk right into your home and never speak to me for another 24 hours. But you will always bleed green. I know that about you. So now the Riders, they kind of set up this perk, right, for season ticket holders. But it didn't go so well. How did it go for you?
Well, it was lots of lineups. It took about, I don't know, I got there just before 10 a.m. and I was in line to get in the gate for probably 30 to 45 minutes.
Just to get in the gate of Mosaic Stadium?
Yes.
And then what?
Then it was another 30 to 45 minutes lining up to get my lanyard and special gift.
Why did that take so long?
I think there was a couple of things. One, nobody really knew which line to get into. I think the signage was, it was too low. It was being hidden by the people, right? So if they would have had signage a little bit higher, it probably would have directed people a little bit better. But then also, there was, I think with the free gift, there was supposed to be an email that came that was supposed to, they were supposed to scan to find you quickly. And very few people knew about this email. So they were looking for people by, like, going through all the names and the things. So that was taking quite a long time.
Oh, it's kind of like going to vote in the federal election, waiting for them to flip through all the books of names. Okay, so finally you get through that, identified, and then you go into the dressing room. Is that what happened?
Well, yeah, we went down to the dressing room. We got down. They led us down to the visitor tunnel, and it was lined up onto the field there, and one of the volunteers told us it was going to be a two-hour wait.
Ouch! You've already waited about an hour, maybe 90 minutes.
Yeah, no, it didn't take, it only took us an hour to get through, but it was a long wait. We had to go from one end of the tunnel all the way to the rider tunnel to the dressing room.
So what was it like? And Donna Shell's my guest. She's my neighbor. A big season ticket holder and fan of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. What was it like inside the dressing room?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah, but it was, we were ushered through there. I think they were rotating some of the players that had stayed back from the game to sign autographs and do that kind of stuff. So
did you get an autograph?
I did. I just so happened I was wearing my Sean Bain jersey, and it was Sean Bain standing there, so I got my jersey signed.
Good for you. Oh, and then you eventually find that they were promising a gift. What was the gift?
It was a Saskatchewan Rough Rider coin. I don't know if it's like the one that they used to flip or if it's just the special coin that they did, but it was a coin.
And what will you do with your coin?
Right now it's sitting in the box.
And eventually we'll go in a drawer under the underwear and all that kind of stuff and never to be seen again. So overall, this is a step in the right direction for the Riders to take their fans on. Do you feel the perk makes being a season ticket holder worth it?
Well, I definitely think that they needed to do something for the season ticket holders, because having had tickets for a long time, I know that we used to get a few perks. We used to get a gift and you'd get extra tickets and things like that. So I think they absolutely had to do something for the season ticket holders. So in that respect, I'm extremely grateful that they did it. But I think, and I don't know, maybe this was a bit of a staffing kind of issue with the volunteers or something. Maybe they couldn't get enough volunteers. They definitely should have known how many people were coming.
Because you had to pre-register.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they would have known how many people were coming, I would think.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. It was a lot of lineups. You know, it was a lot of waiting. But yeah, I'm glad that they did it.
Okay.
Do something. Yeah.
All right, Donna. Nice review. Thanks for sharing what your experience was like. Now, before I let you go, this season, the Riders will blank.
I hope we make it to the playoffs again. I mean, we should. I think the talent's there. So I definitely hope us we're going to the playoffs. I would, and if we could go to the Cup, that would be even better.
Go Riders. Thanks, Donna.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Well, you just heard the commercial there for Mosaic. It's coming up next weekend, June 5th through 7th, and I got a family pack again. If you want to save a little money and take your fam, hey, I've got enough passports for mom, dad, and a couple kids. Text me your first and last name and be the 12th text through. Frank, my producer, will count to number 12, and that's who he is going to direct message back that you've won, okay? 1-877-300-7275. Text that with your first and last name. Good luck. Thank you to all of you who joined me. I was the MC of the IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's on Saturday afternoon, and the need for fundraising, it just grows every year. Today, I can tell you there are more than 20,000 people living in our province alone with dementia. And we're expecting that number to more than double in the next 30 years. In fact, The Alzheimer's Society was telling me they've supported over 3,000 individuals the last year with their services. And that's a conservative number. There's probably, I would guess, 5,000 to 6,000, really. But they're just not coming forward knowing what they can assess out of the Alzheimer's Society. So support for walks like we had on Saturday and the gala that I emcee in October, it's vital. In fact, everyone I spoke to Saturday has been touched by Alzheimer's. That's why they're their caregivers, as I once was for my mom before she passed, or I met people who had lost someone to the disease, kids walking for their grandparents. It was awesome. Bob caught there for his grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe. Yeah, great guy. He was an engineer, you know, the local handyman fix-it guy. He really enjoyed pheasant hunting and bird hunting in the falls. They summered in Texas. And yeah, he was a great, great part of my life, great role model, and I miss him every day.
What was your experience like? Because a lot of people wonder, there are people listening here this morning right now that they just think, oh, there goes mom or dad or grandpa telling the same old story again. There are a lot of signs that people get a notice in advance. It shouldn't be shaken off as old age.
Agreed. And I also think, and this is going to be hard to say, but it's something that maybe not a lot of people want to admit or be, you know, take realization of, that a loved one has Alzheimer's or dementia. But the earlier, the better to start working on the symptoms, and the more you can prolong their life and live, allow them to live better with.
We haven't solved the problem yet, but we know so much more now to really enhance someone's life as they're going through it. What did we hear today? Over 3,000 people living with dementia right now?
Yeah, 3,300 in the province who were served this year. The number is probably larger than that even, which is heartbreaking, but the society, you know, is doing great work, and I think there's no shortage of work to be done, but there will eventually be a cure that comes, and that's where the fundraising aspect comes in as well.
Bob caught there, and together we all raised more than $59,000 on Saturday at the IG Wealth Management Alzheimer's Walk. So thanks to everyone. That money staying here to assist with programs and services of the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan, as well as funding critical dementia research too. So thank you again. Hey, a reminder, some of the music industry's biggest stars are on television tonight, the American Music Awards. If you have CBS, Taylor Swift fans have been speculating about a big announcement from this singer who's up for 6 awards, Kendrick Lamar. He's leading the pack with 10 nods, but Rod Stewart, he will be on stage. He's going to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award. Rod Demott, 80 years old now, performing as well tonight. And this summer, he's still on tour. He calls it the One Last Time World Tour, which ranked among the top 20 global concert tours last year, by the way. He's still got it. He's even going to be in Vegas at the Coliseum Caesars Palace this month and next, and then again later September, October. CJME News Time now is 827.